They never did know, said this lava would erupt again, you know, that this volcano would bust out again. And it rained again, bam, bam, and again.
Black, blue, hot, black, ice, JB's, D-Y-C-R.
Little black boys put on jerseys and shorts, dream big about stardom on fine hardwood courts, but awake to the harsh reality of the stripped unfinished inner city floor where life splinters. Cold winters are sheltered by crack houses instead of recreational centers that they claim to not have the paper to keep open for operation. The deconstruction of the black family has been in perpetuation ever since Willie Lynch set his theory in motion. Decharacterization was his sole promotion, therefore, if you take the basketball at his face and put the coke in his place, he'll still score. What's a young boy to do when he doesn't want to do wrong, but there's a lock on the right door? When he has the heart of a soldier, the aggression of a prize fighter, but no one's taught him what to fight for. See, most of our families are fatherless and quite poor, so we miss out on meals as well as kisses and hugs. You've got the audacity to cut the funding for the facilities to keep us off the streets, then ask us why we sell drugs.
Underground on your deadly grind, a strong black man who hasn't reached his prime, fighting for survival inside his mind, mentally dead, spiritually blind, can't see clear through the ghetto steam, haunted by the materialistic dreams. What he really needs is an African queen, somebody who can build up his self-esteem. Together they can make a black family, not be victims of slavery, raise up them babies to be mentally free, teach them how to bear fruit from the tree, cycle of self-destruction. Reproduce life that is more constructive. Put positivity in your production. See the evil ways, but don't get sucked in. Just keep the fam tight.